Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be sharing the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as breaking news. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren introduces a new bill to crack down on crypto. Max Keiser's response, since Bitcoin is indestructible, this will have the beneficial impact of killing off all of the ish coins. Also in today's show, the U.S. Fed 2024 rate cut can prove perfect catalyst for the upcoming Bitcoin halving, now scheduled to take place only 4 more months away in April. Also in today's show, blockchain gaming market in North America is projected to reach $600 billion by 2030. I'll be breaking down this latest report, as well as the big traders are still awaiting on the sidelines as crypto launches the most hated rally, according to Meltem Demirs. We'll also be discussing the latest from crypto billionaire Brock Pierce, says Bitcoin is looking like it's in a real bull run. Also be sharing his latest outlook, which he shared on TV. We'll also be discussing a prediction of Bitcoin hitting a trillion in 2024. That's right. We're going to be breaking down what the Bitcoin price action will likely look like after the Bitcoin ETF and the Bitcoin halving scheduled to take place here in just a few months. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now, today is pod number 1448. I'm your host, JV, and today is December 11th, 2023. Let's kick it off with our market watch. You can see a big pullback occurring right now. Bitcoin is trading just under 40,700, down over 7% on the day. Ether also down 7%, trading back under $2,200. Solana, BNB, XRP, Cardano, all the major cryptos correcting and in the red. But if we zoom out, they say when in doubt, zoom out. And we look on the 7 day, Bitcoin is still in the green for the week, up roughly 2%. And Ether is in the red, Solana in the green, BNB in the green, Cardano leading the pack, up 34% on the weekly, and also Avalanche, AVAX, up 66% on the week. And zooming out on the monthly, we can see Bitcoin is still up 8.8%, Solana up 22%, Cardano up 37%, and AVAX up 147%. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at $1.52 trillion with about $93 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance back on the decline at 51.9%, with the Ether dominance also on the decline at 17.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours, we do have a few in the green, including Injective up 15% on the daily. We got KuCoin token up 10% and Celestia up almost 7%. On the day. Below that's Immutable, Optimism, and Avalanche. Now, which altcoins, if any, are you most bullish on for this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget, this is a live and interactive show, so please do say hello. Let me know where you're tuning in from. I appreciate that. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective of the market. This is for the daily. The majority of the cryptos correcting and in the red, many of them 10% plus losses on the day. Zooming out on the weekly, the majority are still in the green. And zooming out on the monthly, virtually all the major cryptos up and in the green. And now we have this new meme coin, a DeFi meme coin on the Solana blockchain by the name of Bonk, which has been pretty bonkers as of late, which is up now 440% on the month. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 74 greed, same as yesterday. Last week, a 74 as well. And last month, a 70 in greed. So we've been stuck in greed in the 70s for quite a minute. Now, let me know how many of you are currently bullish on the King Crypto. But anyways, fam, let's kick it off into high gear. Check out our Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out some of the charts where the price action is likely to go next. Is the Bitcoin price dip towards 40,000 a bear trap? Well, let's discuss it. Bitcoin price finally witnessed a significant 7% pullback today, December 11th, as multiple indicators flash sell signals and traders book profits. Bitcoin's ability to hold above 42 will determine whether this crash is a buy the dip opportunity or a general market reversal. Here you're looking at the Bitcoin 4-hour candle chart, finally producing a big red candle. The sharp Bitcoin price drop observed on the daily chart corresponds with the 6.5% drawdown over the 300 million in long liquidations across the cryptosphere. And zooming on the 1-day candle time frame, which you can see here on your screen, this movement appears as minor retracement is more extensive bullish trend established over the past few months. Moreover, the relative strength index.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Has retreated into neutral territory, currently below a 70. Now, last week's analysis confirmed the strong uptrend that Bitcoin has been in, with significant momentum observed after the price breached that 40,000 level. We're still sitting above it, at least. This context suggests that the recent dip could be a short-term fluctuation within a continuing upward trend rather than a general trend reversal through more downside or sideways actions should not be ruled out for the days ahead. So here are the key levels to keep your eyes out on. The important levels to watch include 31,860, 28, and 25,200, which have been significant since 2021. Therefore, the fact that the Bitcoin price has not approached these levels and recent uptrend has been strong enough to surpass the minor resistance levels with ease supports the argument that the current price action is within the bounds of a healthy correction rather than a bearish trend reversal. Now let's discuss the healthy corrections in the bull market. Corrections are considered a normal part of everyday upward trends. They are typically seen as healthy for the market because they allow for consolidation and can shake out the weak hands, as demonstrated by the volatility we witnessed mid-November. If followed by a strong bounce, the current drop would indicate the market is still in a positive trend and that the traders are buying the dip. How many of you bought the dip? Many of you, right? Now, hence the latest price drop must be viewed in the context of the longer-term trend. It seems more indicative of a temporary dip within a bullish phase rather than a complete trend reversal, at least thus far. Let me know if you agree with that sentiment. Personally, I think that's concisely what's happening right now. I feel it's just a healthy consolidation so we can build back stronger and bust past that current annual resistance sitting at 44,750. But one must also consider the previous bull markets have seen pullbacks of well over 20%, as shown here in this chart, by the long drawdown wicks during each bull market phase. So in other words, Bitcoin can still drop much further without halting the overall uptrend. However, its ability to hold above 42 will further strengthen this argument. However, I think we are already back under 42. As we can see here on TradingView, the current price action is 40,650. So it's getting quite interesting. And here's a little update on some analysis as well. This was actually just published. This shows you the S&P 500 index price analysis. The bulls have successfully held the S&P above the breakout level of 4541 for the past several days. This suggests the buyers are trying to flip that level into support. And checking out the US dollar currency index, which is the DXY, it just bounced off the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement level of 102 November 29th, indicating buying at the lower levels. And as far as Bitcoin price analysis is concerned, here you're looking at the Bitcoin daily chart. We're rebounding. However, I mean, let's see. Do you think we break below 40,000 or do you think 40,000 will hold and will maintain marching north the rest of this month of December? Please do let me know. In other breaking news, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, everyone's favorite senator, not, introduces a bill to crack down on crypto. And you already know anything she introduces is no good for the industry. Max Keiser responded to this, since Bitcoin is indestructible, this will have the beneficial impact of killing off all of the ish coins. Now, let me know if you feel this will just likely, and I'm not going to read everything in the bill because this was actually just announced right before I went live. So I don't have a story on it on the day, but I'm sure by tomorrow we'll see everything that's actually considered in the bill. I just know if it's introduced by her, it's definitely not good for the industry. But anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day. Discuss the Bitcoin halving, now only 4 months out, scheduled to take place in April. You guys pretty excited about that? Please do let me know. And we're also going to be discussing the US Fed 2024 rate cut, which will be the perfect catalyst for this Bitcoin halving, and let's not forget the ETFs as well. Now, Goldman Sachs, the second largest investment bank of the world, predicted that the US Fed could cut interest rates twice in the next 2 years, starting as early as the third quarter of 2024. Interest rates have a strong correlation to the investor risk appetite. Goldman Sachs predicted the first Fed rate cut by December of 2024, but this forecast has been brought forward to quarter three as of 2024 due to the cooling inflation, according to Reuters. Now, the lender expects the two Fed cuts to bring interest rates to 4.875% by the end of 2024, rather than its previous forecast of 5.13%. The change comes as data released December 8th showed stronger than expected U.S. labor market results after the U.S. Labor Department's monthly job report said the unemployment rate fell to 3.7% from 3.9%. in October. Now, a report by Reuters cited traders saying that a more robust labor market performance won't deter the Fed from cutting those interest rates. They expect the first cut to come by quarter one of next year, which is right around the corner, 2 quarters earlier than the Goldman Sachs forecast.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Now, an excerpt from Goldman Sachs' note on the Fed interest rate cuts reads the following. Healthy growth in labor market data suggests that insurance cuts are not imminent, but the better inflation news does suggest that normalization cuts could come a bit earlier. What's your thoughts on that, fam? Now, the federal funds rates is determined by the Federal Open Market Committee and serves as a guide for lending by U.S. banks. It is configured as a range limited by an upper and lower level. Currently, the federal funds rate ranges from 5.25% to 5.5%. And when the Fed interest rates drop, borrowing becomes cheaper, fostering an increased appetite for risk-taking amongst economic and financial market traders, including cryptocurrency. An increase in interest rates is often used to contain inflation and reduce the purchasing power of fiat currencies, deterring capital flow into the crypto market. Now, clearly, the higher the rates are, the harder it is for you guys to get loans to buy crypto, which is probably all by design. Now, if the rates get dropped, that's clearly a bullish catalyst for the investors to stack more crypto. Now, Federal Reserve interest rate hikes directly impact the market because they influence investor behavior. When the Fed raises the interest rates, traditional investment asset classes, such as bonds and other fixed income assets, become more attractive to investors due to the stable returns. And in turn, investors move funds away from volatile assets, such as crypto, leading to decreased demand and potentially causing price corrections or declines. The market becomes more risk tolerant once interest rates are brought down and money starts flowing again into the equity and crypto markets from the less volatile asset classes. Now, the Fed began tightening interest rates back in March of last year amid the growing inflation, hiking them from as low as 0% to 0.25%, with the most recent increase in July. However, with the expected rate cuts in 2024 and the Bitcoin halving looming set for April, both of these catalysts for a post-halving price rally are definitely bullish. And we also got to consider the ETFs. So we got various bullish catalysts for 2024. I think it's going to be a hell of a bull run. What are your thoughts, fam? Anyways, fam, let's break down our next story of the day. We discussed the halving, what's going to be coming and keeping us lit right around the corner as far as bullish catalysts. Now let's discuss the gaming sector. Gaming was booming in crypto, I remember, in 2021. In fact, it was one of the most bullish, I think, sectors. Correct me if I'm wrong. NFTs and gaming. Do you think gaming and NFTs will be resurrected for this market cycle? Do let me know. Here's a forecast of gaming hitting a $600 billion market cap by the year 2030, which would be pretty significant. Clearly, the global blockchain gaming market will grow to an estimated $614 billion over the next 7 years, according to the analysis from Fortune Business Insights released on December 11th, which is today. The market currently accounts for an estimated $154 billion in spending. The report analyzed the global sales data from blockchain game products from 2017 to 2021, and it found that the sales were increasing by a compound annual growth rate of 21.8%. Implying that by 2030, the market will reach $600 billion. This equates to an absolute growth rate over the next 6 year period of nearly 300%. Fortune's researchers divided the world into five regions: North America, South America, Middle East and Africa, Europe, and Asia Pacific. North America posted the largest share of the blockchain game item purchases for any region in 2022, accounting for over $30 billion, or approximately 24% of the total. The researchers stated that they expect this North American dominance to continue over the period. Now, I'm curious, which gaming cryptos are you most bullish on? I know there's quite a few of them. There's EngineCoin, there's Decentraland / Mana, and there's probably a ton of others as well. So if you're bullish on any of them, do let me know. Here you can see the North American blockchain gaming market size from 2017, and just look at that growth in the charts. Do you think this growth of 300% per year annually is likely to continue? Let me know. And when it comes to the category of games offered, the report states that it expects role-playing games, better known as RPGs, to have the highest growth rate when compared to other categories. These games have special characters, themes, additional weapons, accessories, and other features that make them especially suited to implement blockchain features. Role-playing games represented over 33% of the market last year in 2022, according to the report. Web-based blockchain games currently represent the largest segment of the blockchain games, which the researchers expect to continue dominating. However, they also stated Android-based games are becoming more prevalent. Blockchain gaming companies have recently implemented new features to make onboarding easier. For example, Immutable added...
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Transact as an additional option for purchases on December 11th. Not all blockchain games news is positive, though. November 30th, CoinGecko study found that over 75% of the blockchain games launched between 2018 and 2023 have failed. So a lot of failures. So you got to keep that in mind as well. There's a lot of competition, but I think overall competition is a good thing. The cream typically rises to the top. So let me know, fam, how many of these gaming alts, if any, are you currently bullish on? Holla at your boy. Well, become a whole coiner while you still can is my advice to you guys. But with that being shared, fam, let's break down our next story of the day. We broke down the gaming industry and why that's looking so bullish. Now let's discuss this hated rally. According to Melton Demirers, and we actually reacted to her video, I believe that was yesterday, over on Rumble. If you missed that, be sure to check it out. The chief strategy officer of market intelligence firm CoinShares says that blue chip traders are still waiting in the wings as crypto launches its most hated rally. So where are my haters at? Congratulations, Yahim Stone, on joining the HODL Gang, which is a paid membership of the channel. I greatly appreciate your support. In fact, we just smashed 200 paid members who have joined the HODL Gang just in the past week. So again, you guys are incredible. I appreciate all the support. In a new interview with CNBC Television, CoinShares executive Melton Demirers says that the institutional investors are still waiting on the sidelines, along with a lot of the retail traders. Quoting her here, there are a lot of different factors that buyers are pricing in, but the big traders, the macro desks, they haven't started buying yet. There is still a lot of institutional investors waiting. And for me, the big leading indicator is when retail is back. And that's when the dog coins Start running. And you already know Meme Coin City. Demira says the digital asset industry is in the midst of its most hated rally as the public is tired of hearing about cryptocurrencies. I'd say the only people of the public tired of hearing about it are the people on the sidelines without any Bitcoin. What are your thoughts? She shares here, 2022 was a bad year for us. Not a great look starting in June and going through the end of the year with FTX, a lot of bankruptcies, failures, and outright fraud. We have just had the final shoe drop with Binance. Also, we saw an announcement that Xiangping Zhao, the founder of Binance, settled with the SEC, which we know for $4.1 billion or $4.3 billion, and also had to step down as the CEO. Now, as we look ahead, I'm calling this the most hated rally. We are going into the end of the year, and everyone's tired of hearing about crypto, but baby, we are so back. And to watch this video, check the show notes below the video in the description. It's a very good interview, hence why we did a react session to it just yesterday on Rumble. Let me know if you guys had an opportunity to check that out. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the sentiment. Do you think this will be the most hated rally? And do you think people are sick and tired of hearing about cryptocurrency? What are your thoughts, fam? Next up, we discussed the hated rally. Now let's discuss the latest from Brock Pierce, who is the creator of EOS. Now, interestingly, we haven't been hearing a lot about EOS. Back in the 2017 bull run, it was like on the radar of everyone. It was a top, token, and I haven't heard much of it since. So let's hear the latest of his predictions, what's likely to happen. He was just on the news making some statements. Crypto billionaire and actor Brock Pierce, I believe he was in the Mighty Ducks when he was a child. He says the Bitcoin bulls run is likely underway, one that can see it reach new all-time highs, which we all know is a given. In an interview with CNBC, Pierce says that every time the top digital asset by market cap has a bull run, it blows the top off and sets a record in terms of the price, which is fact. Quoting him here, if you look at the historical cycles, you know when we eventually get into one of these real bull runs, and this starts looking like a Christmas came early, right? I think that this is the next bull run, and every time we find ourselves in one of those bull runs, we do find all-time highs. And if it usually happens, it blows the roof off. So is $150,000 per Bitcoin where we are going to end up? Easy peasy, big dog, just saying. I have no idea, but is this possible? Certainly. And it's also possible that we find ourselves falling again if we find another one of these terrible events. Pierce, the co-founder of Tether. Oh, wow. I didn't know he was a co-founder of Tether as well. Interesting. The biggest company in crypto goes on to say that during the last decade, U.S. regulators prevented many American investors from being able to accumulate wealth by continually rejecting spot market Bitcoin ETFs. He says an ETF approval is well overdue and is contributing to the current excitement around Bitcoin. Facts. Quoting him here, it has been attempted for a decade now, and he's correct. The first ETF app was submitted by the Winklevoss twins of the Gemini Exchange, and ever since they've been getting denied and pushed back. Continuing here, if an ETF had been made available to the American people when Bitcoin was at $100 or $200, how much wealth could have been created for the American people? Preach. And you could only imagine where the Bitcoin price would be today, fam, because that means the entire world would have recognized Bitcoin.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As a legitimate asset class a decade ago, but clearly the regulators don't want that, right? He continues, the regulators in this instance prevented the American people from being the beneficiaries of this incredible period of wealth creation, and it ended up mostly in the hands of the internationals. He's telling truth here. And to watch this entire interview he did, check the show notes below the video in the description. But anyways, fam, let's get to our featured story of the day and discuss a $1 trillion price prediction. No. Unfortunately, we're not talking about the price here, but we are talking about the market cap. So this is actually a bearish prediction, because we all know it's a given. We're going to pass $1 trillion. We're already probably in the $800 billion territory. We're probably more likely to hit $3, $4, $5 trillion for the Bitcoin market cap this cycle. But let me know your thoughts, fam. Currently, the all-time high cycle peak is sitting just above $3 trillion. That's everything inside of crypto. And typically, Bitcoin keeps and maintains a 50% dominance. So that's why I said we've already breached a $1.5 trillion Bitcoin market cap. How high do you feel this market cap is likely likely to climb for this cycle? Let me know. We're going to be discussing that here. And we're also going to discuss what will the price likely be after the Bitcoin ETF and the halving. I got some very bullish predictions, of course, to share with you. So first and foremost, is there a better environment right now for Bitcoin? Well, we know the current situation. We know there are ETFs looming, 90% chance of being approved, according to the top ETF experts. You know what I mean? Like I mentioned a little earlier of Bloomberg. And then we also know the halving is right around the corner. Now, the recent price action might also be a direct result of optimism building for the Bitcoin ETF to finally hit the market. We got BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager. We also have Fidelity, ARK Invest, Invesco, WisdomTree, amongst others. In fact, there's actually 13 of them right now waiting to be approved on the desk of Gary Gensler. So there's certainly a lot of anticipation for this. Spot ETFs would essentially legitimize Bitcoin in the financial services industry, where everyone will be able to recognize it as an asset class, which is one of the factors that Michael Saylor believes will take the Bitcoin price to $5 million per coin. Now, we have seen inflation start to come down in recent months as the Fed Reserve. This could be viewed as a clear signal that its effort to curb rising prices across the economy by aggressively hiking interest rates is working. This could prompt the central bank to cut rates sometime in 2024, which is also another bullish catalyst, which we discussed a little earlier on the show. Now, this is a great environment for Bitcoin to shine. And I mean, we've been having a hell of a year. The market cap is roughly $817 billion right now. And like I said, we're likely to see a multi-trillion dollar Bitcoin market cap for this cycle. So a trillion dollar market cap is very, very conservative. And thinking of long-term, I actually want to switch over to this article. Bitcoin, the world's first and most well-known crypto, has been on a roller coaster ride since its inception, but everyone's asking, what will the price likely be after the halving, as well as after the ETFs finally get the approval? So here are some predictions. Number one, increased institutional investment. One common prediction from all the top investors is that the introduction of the Bitcoin ETF will lead to a surge of institutional investment, and currently they're sitting on $25 trillion in assets under management just from the handful of the ETFs waiting to be approved by the SEC. And we also have Mike Novogratz, founder of Galaxy Digital, predicting the introduction of the Bitcoin ETF, opening a floodgate for institutional investment, which we all know to be true. He believes this will drive up the demand for Bitcoin and in turn push the price action higher. He expects to see Bitcoin's price reach a new all-time high in the post-ETF era. Now, according to some of the major influencers in crypto, Kathy Wood of ARK Invest is predicting a $1 million Bitcoin price by the year 2030. In fact, her bull scenario is 1.48 million per coin. Her bear scenario is roughly 260 or 280,000 per coin. And then she has her base case, which is also above 650,000 per BTC. We have Novogratz predicting $500,000 super cycle for this cycle peak, which is another clearly bullish sentiment. Let's look here on X so we can see the whole tweet. Tim Draper, the billionaire venture capitalist, is predicting 250,000 this cycle for the King Crypto. Standard Chartered, which is a major bank, the primary shareholder of this bank, believe it or not, is BlackRock. They're predicting 120,000 target as well. We have Dan Moorhead's company, Pantera Capital, predicting 148,000 per Bitcoin. We have Tom Lee predicting 180,000.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Kiyosaki, I've seen predictions from $100,000 as high as $1 million per coin. Adam Back actually made a bet that the Bitcoin price will hit, what do you say, $100,000 by March 31st, and he actually bet some Bitcoin on this. And then we have Arthur Hayes, the BitMEX founder. He believes Bitcoin can soar to $1 million as well. I don't know why it only says $70,000 right here. And JP Morgan, Jamie the Tapeworm Diamond, we shouldn't even cover them any longer. But considering all these predictions, here's a fun fact. The Bitcoin price on average, according to all of these, including the 45,000 low from JP Morgan, would be roughly $265,500 per Bitcoin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with some of these predictions. And now I have some more for you. Prediction number two, supply scarcity post-halving. Bitcoin halving events occur every 4 years, reducing the number of new Bitcoins generated through mining. The most recent halving took place in 2020. How many of you witnessed that halving in 2020? Let me know. And the next one is expected, which we know in 4 months out in 2024. This reduction in supply typically leads to the higher prices, the increased scarcity, making Bitcoin more attractive to investors. Now, Tim Draper believes the Bitcoin price will surge in the aftermath of the 2024 halving. Draper predicts Bitcoin can reach 250,000 or even 300,000 per coin post-halving as the supply shortage intensifies. This prediction is based on historical patterns observed after previous halving events, which have consistently driven up the price of BTC. The next prediction, enhanced regulatory clarity. Regulatory uncertainty has been a significant obstacle for Bitcoin. You can thank Gary Gensler for that. As governments and regulators around the world grapple with how to classify and regulate these digital assets, it has created uncertainty in the market, and the introduction of a Bitcoin ETF could potentially lead to greater regulatory clarity, as the ETF would need to comply with established financial regulations. So come on, Gary. And Paul Tudor Jones, the billionaire legendary investor, believes that the approval of the Bitcoin ETF will pave the way for more regulated and secure crypto market. He predicts that this enhanced regulatory environment will attract more conservative investors, and in turn drive up the price of Bitcoin. Now, regulatory clarity is often seen as a positive development in the crypto space, as it reduces the risk of sudden regulatory crackdowns. And I have some more predictions to share with you here from the major institutions, the people with all the money now. Here are some of Bitcoin's price predictions if the ETF applications are approved. We have SkyBridge Capital, that's Anthony Scaramucci's company, predicting a $150,000 to $250,000 Bitcoin price. We have Fundstrat, which I believe is Thomas Lee's company, predicting 150,000 Bitcoin target. We have Morgan Creek Capital, I believe that's Pompliano's company, predicting 150,000. We got Standard Chartered, again, the primary shareholder of this institution and banking giant is actually BlackRock. In fact, BlackRock owns a piece of over 80% of the companies in the S&P 500, which means they have their hands in virtually everything, including MicroStrategy, family. Some of you didn't know that. CryptoQuant's projecting 73,000. We have MatrixPort. I don't know why this prediction is so low, because when I covered MatrixPort, they say 100% certainty of the ETF being approved. But nonetheless, here's just a glimpse of some of the predictions from the top asset managers in the world. Now, prediction number four, Bitcoin becoming a global reserve asset. Institutional investors have traditionally relied on assets like gold and government bonds as safe havens and reserve assets. However, the top investors believe that Bitcoin may emerge as the global reserve asset in the future, alongside or even surpassing traditional options. Now, the macro guru, Raoul Powell, predicts Bitcoin could become the world's reserve currency within the next decade. Now, theoretically speaking, family watching right now, where do you think that would take the Bitcoin price if Bitcoin was deemed a world reserve currency? Let me know, family. Now for the next prediction, increased adoption and integration. One of the common themes amongst investors is the belief that Bitcoin's adoption and integration into everyday financial systems will only continue to grow. That's right, we're only just getting started. The global financial landscape is evolving rapidly, and cryptos are increasingly becoming a part of this transformation. Now, Kathy Wood, the founder of ARK Invest and prominent advocate for disruptive tech, sees a bright future for Bitcoin. Wood believes that Bitcoin's integration into the traditional financial system, including the use of blockchain tech in various industries, will only drive up the price. She predicts that Bitcoin will become a mainstream asset class with broader acceptance in the years to come, leading to significant price appreciation. And as pointed out here, let's check out the peak price of Bitcoin every year since 2015. So this is over the past 8 years. In 2015, we peaked at $465. In 2016, the year of the halving, we peaked at $977. But pay attention to the year after the halvings, fam. 2017, the year after the 2016 halving, we shot up from $977 dollars to 19,665, virtually 20 G's. Then in 2018, it was the year of the bear. It was 18,344. Another year of the bear in 2019, 12,996. Then the year of the halving in 2020, we shot up to 28,837. Now again, pay attention to the year preceding the halving, which is in 2021. We shot up from 28,000 the previous year to 69,000 virtually on some of the top exchanges, which is currently the all-time high. And in 2022, year of the bear, we dropped to 47,816. And now this year, year to date, we're now up, I think we almost hit 45,000 already, just shy, maybe by $250. So what's your prediction for Bitcoin's peak price this year in 2023, the high right now is virtually on the cusp of 45. Do you think we could potentially eclipse 50? Or do you think we'll hang out in the 40 range? Do you think we'll visit sub 40? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. I appreciate that. So conclusion, the predictions provided by some of the world's best investors paint a promising picture of the future of the Bitcoin price after the introduction of the Bitcoin ETF and the 2024 halving event. Increased institutional investment, supply and scarcity, enhanced regulatory clarity, and the potential for Bitcoin to become a global reserve asset and the growing adoption and integration into the financial systems all suggest a bullish outlook for Bitcoin. So there you have it, my crypto fam. And don't forget to check out cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.